The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Pharisees approached Jesus and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." People were bringing children to him that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." Amen, I say to you, whoever does accept the kingdom of God, does not accept the kingdom of God like a child, will not enter it. Then he embraced them and blessed them, placing his hands on them. The Gospel of the Lord. I may be the last person in the world here to stand in front of you and talk about marriage and divorce. As you know, I am an unwed father. What I know about marriage comes from reading or from listening and from observing. That's much different than those of you who are married or even who are divorced, who know this from your own experience. So what should I do? Cop out and talk about the Dodgers? Well, that's not why I get the big bucks. So there is something I do and can talk about, and that is what Jesus was talking about in the scriptures today. You might not realize how far ahead of his time Jesus was in what he said in the gospel. And you may not also realize how much or how far ahead of its time were the words that we heard from the first reading from the book of Genesis. So if you're willing to hear about that, okay. Otherwise, you can just read the bulletin, but no cell phones, please. All right. Here's what I meant by saying that Jesus was ahead of his time. Download Jesus' words in the gospel. When the Pharisees asked his opinion about a husband divorcing a wife, the first thing he did was ask about the law, ask about Moses. They told him that Moses gave his okay as long as the husband wrote a bill of divorce. But you notice it's only the husband here that was allowed to write a bill of divorce, not the wife. Jesus challenged that. This law of Moses, he said, was due to human weakness, hardness of heart, not God's intent, Jesus said. Then Jesus went back to the original law of God from Genesis. God made them male and female, meaning that because both male and female are made in the image of God, they are equal. Then after repeating Genesis, that this equality and partnership allows them to become one, one flesh. Jesus then added the warning, "What God has joined together, let no human being separate." in the house, the disciples said, "Did we get this right?" They couldn't believe it either. Then Jesus goes even further. He goes beyond the Jewish law of his time, which allowed only the man to divorce, and says it's the same for both. Whoever, husband or wife, divorces, commits adultery. Now that was really ahead of his time, because Jesus was stating that women were on the same level as men. The writer of our first reading was ahead of his time too. The point of that reading is that of all the creatures that God had made and had presented to the man, no one of them was suitable for him as a partner. As a partner. That's what the story was saying. The woman, and only the woman, was enough like the man to be a real partner for him. He said, "My bone and my flesh," which means my strengths and my weaknesses. She is just like I am. That was way ahead of the time when women were considered not just inferior, but often property of a man. This notion of an equal partner is confirmed by the rest of that dialogue, with God saying, "The two shall become one." The drive that attracts a man and a woman to each other to become one flesh is so strong that it can draw them away from their original family relationship to establish a new relationship as partners. Not just one flesh, but one in heart, in spirit, in mind, everything. No other creature can offer the man this kind of partner relationship. Okay, so the two scriptures were ahead of their time, but are they ahead of our time? Do Jesus' words about divorce and adultery mean that these days about 35% of marriages end in divorce and therefore in adultery? I don't think so. When Pope Francis commented about this reading some time ago, he said the key is to hold justice and mercy together, not becoming obsessed with the fine points of legal interpretation. The Pope asked, "If it's true that Jesus defined adultery as a grave sin, how is it possible that Jesus also spoke with an adulterer, a woman, and said to her at one point, 'I don't condemn you. Go and sin no more'?" Pope Francis said, and these are his words, "The path of Jesus, and we see this clearly, is a journey from legal interpretation to truth and mercy." The Pope and others have been trying to clarify when divorced and remarried Catholics can go to communion. That means a great deal to many divorced and remarried people that I know. There's a great consciousness in our country right now, symbolized in women's movements on many cultural and political levels, that men and women are equal partners. And it's causing a great deal of upheaval socially and culturally and politically. That shows how contemporary our scriptures really are, even as we struggle with their truthful and their merciful interpretation. Not long ago, a young daughter asked her mother, "Mom, does God love us as an adult or as a parent?" And the mother said, "What do you mean?" And she said, "Well, an adult loves us when we're good, and a parent loves us anyway." That may be why today's gospel added that scene about Jesus hugging the children. It may be telling us that God also hugs adults, especially those who are suffering from a failed marriage. One time, a friend of mine told me, "Whenever I pray before our Lord in the Eucharist, I get the same and wonderful feelings I do when I make love to my wife." Whoa. That's the ideal, I think, of our scriptures and what they had in mind today, that it's all about love. I wish my friend's experience were true of every married person and every divorced and remarried person too. Amen.